Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Sorry, a little seggy.
A little seggy, yeah.
A little soft-boiled seggy.
A little seggy break. So this is the 95 BFM Small Top 10. I am joined this evening, well, the 2015 Northland Blues champions here.
But it's not,
you're welcome.
It's not her Small Top 10. It is, in fact, your Small Top 10, Fluffy.
All
now,
right.
would you like to let us in on the topic tonight?
So I am chronically indecisive, but eventually I landed on best/worst/most ridiculous merch ideas that I've encountered. So I often work merch for bands and create merch for my own bands, and I also work down at the Spark Arena merch caravan sometimes.
Ooh, I think that's a really
very
strong,
experienced, yeah,
strong topic.
So thank we've you. Got the best worst merch tonight. I'm very keen to hear what this is because I've seen some pretty good bad merch before.
Oh yeah, have you got any highlights?
We'll get into it later. I know there's famously U2 did an Uktung baby condom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
That sounds way worse than anything I've come up with.
For some reason that sounds so Irish to me. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm just imagining someone putting on a condom and saying Uktung baby. like anyway, let's get right into it.
Uktung.
10.
So this one, I started out on the casual side. I just worked Paul McCartney at Mount Smart Arena, and he just, something about his mug just bothered me, but I was in a pretty bad mood that day. And then someone told me the front row tickets were $2,000, and so I was in a worse mood. And then I was like, I'm not going to sell these soccer moms $30 cups. That's going to be awkward as.
Wait, so it was literally a mug?
Yeah.
I thought you meant his face was annoying. Can you describe the mug?
Slimy mug.
Funnily enough, it had a little caricature of his little noggin on it.
Oh, a caricature? Like a caricature?
It was an affected, photoshopped, layered photo.
Was he playing the old bass, the old violin bass?
Well, I believe so, but funnily enough, that day I was lowering crew morale and was the first to leave.
Lowering crew morale. All right, that's great. Let's move on to a
9.
So this was a $200 pink bomber jacket, which was cool unto itself, but I just felt demoralized, like, when people would spend more than my entire day's wages in a single transaction over and over and over again.
Who was this for?
Yeah, I need to
Pink,
know.
The pop star?
There's a lot of, like, kind of unintentional wordplay happening. So it was not a pink bomber jacket, it was a pink bomber jacket.
Pink sold a bomber jacket, but was it pink?
It was black with pink writing on it. I think it said just like a pill on the back, and, you know, alternative
graph
writing.
Oh, that's good, though. Maybe I should try and collect all of the top 10 merch. I wouldn't mind a bomber jacket that said just like a pill.
That's quite an outfit. I'm envisioning it now, and it's better. Come on.
All right, here we go. Number 8.
8.
So this was a tie of misc crap. Katy Perry plastic cat ear headband with multicolored LEDs.
Ooh,
strong.
Okay.
I feel like that's strong with my nieces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Definitely.
Uh-huh. I think it was certainly the niece demographic going for it there.
We got to appeal to the nieces.
All the aunties bringing their nieces to this concert.
Okay, and you said that was tied with something else?
So that also comes in with the Bruno Mars short shorts, which just said red juicy on the back.
Oh,
I may or may not
God.
Have worn a pair of these for the entire merch shift.
That's great. Did you get to keep them? Or did they go back into the rotation?
For the sake of possibly continuing this job, I won't answer that one.
Well, I don't know which way that means that goes, but sure thing. All right,
like
here we go.
Like a good bit of ambiguity, eh? Never hurt anyone.
7.
Number 7.
Post Malone flashlight from his recent visit. It was just a small flashlight. It was like $30 or $40.
Was it one of those like hype? Whoa, shit.
It was like
that's expensive.
It was the size of my index finger and maybe had a small print that said Post Malone and maybe not even that.
Was it one of those like really expensive ones?
Are you
like
sure
really,
it wasn't,
sorry, really like powerful bright ones?
I didn't think
are
it
you
was
sure
anything
it wasn't like a secret
about.
Vape or something? I feel like that's a very Post Malone.
Well, we weren't told that, but I wish. I hope so. maybe if you like, you know, heated it up right enough and put the vape liquid on the bulb.
I mean, so far all of
shine
these.
Shine the light through a magnifying glass and heat up your weed.
20 minutes later, you got a hit.
So far, all of these, like, make a lot of sense to me as something, like, right? That the fans would like to have. But I don't see Post Malone fans needing a torch.
No, like, do they hang out in dark places? Or is this, like, some metaphor?
Surely they have cell phones with torches on them.
Surely, right?
It's like giving someone a calculator, like a Post Malone calculator. Like, no one needs that.
That would have been sick, actually. Correct silly high school, like, messages and particular numbers.
It comes with boobs, like, forever entered into it.
Can't do any math on it.
Okay, let's do number six.
So this one was
six.
This one was kind of sick, sorry.
I didn't know that was the sting.
I'm going to play the sting again.
Six.
This one was a Scorpions Crazy World Tour drink bottle. And so I imagine the name of their tour was Crazy World, and it was a tour. But okay. I choose to believe that they were on a Crazy World Tour.
Crazy World Tour! Have a drink. Hydrate.
Come on, mate, you're living in Crazy World. No one's going to buy these drink bottles.
So needless to say, all of this use for myself after the fact has been for covert public drinking.
I love that. Is it like... How much design did they get onto the drink bottle?
Like, there was like some buzzy art going on. There was like a scorpion with some lightning bolts going in every direction.
Crazy.
And, yeah.
Like, I feel like it was, with as far as you can do, a little metal hand sign with a scorpion claw. It was doing like...
A pincer doing horns.
Do you know who I reckon would do a good drink bottle? I reckon an Iron Maiden drink bottle would be really good.
It'd be strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It would have to be made of like some kind of heavy metal!
And on that note, let's have a little bit of music.
Number six.
Your number six tonight is These Girls by Him.
Thank you.
You're tuned into 95BFM. We were just listening to Chico Chico by Jackie Collin. Before that, we had These Girls by Him. You should definitely listen to the new Him album because it's very, very good. Also, a beautiful text from Aaron and Jasmine on their way to their Whanganui gig.
Yeah.
Shot.
Shout out to you. Love you very much. Hope it goes awesome. I mean, it definitely will, won't it? It's going to be very, very cool. Yeah, awesome. Oh, the album is really good. What are we talking about? Are we talking about weird merch?
Best slash worst slash most off the wall merchandise.
Okay, there we go. We're back into the... It's not Amelia just going, oh, music's good. We're back into the rhythm of the show. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little rundown of your 10 to 6 so we can get back into the spirit for number 5. So, number 10.
Okie dokie. Number 10 was a Paul McCartney mug with his mug on it.
Nice. Number 9.
$200 pink The Pop Star bomber jacket.
Number 8.
Was a tie between Katy Perry plastic cat ear headband and Bruno Mars short shorts.
Okay.
That's a juicy.
All right, next one.
Number 7 was a seemingly not very effective Post Malone flashlight.
Possible secret vape.
And number six?
Number 6 was a Scorpions Crazy World Tour drink bottle.
It's a crazy world out there. All right, here we go.
5. These were FOMO Fest socks, so Nicki Minaj played and it was mean, and they were purple. They were like pretty reasonably soft, but you could easily get 4 to 8 to maybe even 10 times the amount of pairs of socks for the $20 that they were asking.
Were they in any way bespoke?
Were they like gym socks?
So there was 2 of them. One was purple and one was yellow, and the yellow were like higher, and then the purple were kind of like not low cut, but getting there.
But did they say on them, like...
anything.
My anaconda don't... Like,
it just said FOMO, unfortunately. So
I mean, that's not too bad, I think.
It's cool. I just, yeah. I may or may not have heaps of pairs of them now for no reason.
hook us up. Hey. All right.
FOMO sucks for you.
All right, 4.
A Cosmic Psycho stubby holder / t-shirt, which I believe had the same slogan embossed on it, simply read, "If you don't like the Cosmic Psychos, you're a dickhead." Which, you can't argue with that. That's pretty
I mean,
fair.
I think you maybe could
I
argue
think you
with
could.
That. But so, okay, just what to clarify, because I keep getting things wrong. When you say stubby holder / t-shirt, you mean 2 different items, or do you mean a t-shirt that has a stubby holder on it?
That sounds gloriously practical.
Okay.
But the former. Uh-huh. So I believe it was the same slogan on both the t-shirt and
right.
the stubby holder.
Yes. Okay. And it was the Cosmic Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are they good?
I believe they're
I believe
reasonable.
You're a dickhead.
Amelia confirmed dickhead. You heard it here first. I mean, you probably didn't hear it here first, honestly. All right, here we go.
Three.
Bloodnut Lighter. So Bloodnut, an Auckland-based Stoner Doom trio quintet. I don't know. I think it varies. Sorry, I just hit mishitting things.
That's totally fine.
It makes sense. Like their name, Fire, the Smoke Buds. You know, that's chill. I can get into that.
Okay, that's pretty solid. I mean, Lighters are a really good merch because it like
they are,
I feel like they go around as well. It's like
absolutely no one owns a lighter.
Yeah, it's like you sell one piece of merch and it just travels.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going, who's this Bloodnut I'm hearing so much about?
Bloodnut makes me the words together make me feel very uneasy.
Well, it's because they're gingers, right?
Yeah, that's the whole gag. The entire band, they're all redheads. Yeah.
That's not what I took so from it's it like initially,
a,
but
it's
okay.
It's like a fun joke about pubes, I think, Jen.
I got that after you.
Yeah.
I believe you're a dickhead. Sorry, I love you.
Who doesn't love a fun joke about pubes? All right, number two.
Two.
So there's a pair of Trepidation Stubbies. So Trepidation were a war black metal band featuring members of, I think, like Castgrinder, Filthy Lucifer, heaps of gross old punk bands.
Nice.
And they just had a pair of Stubbies, and I loved them to death. And even
yes.
when, there wasn't much material. And even when they
aren't in Stubbies.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when you say Stubbies, like what kind of was this a thick cotton?
It was reasonably
like,
thick.
Sometimes people are like, oh, I've got these great Stubbies, and you're like, those are not going to last you the summer. Like those are gone. But you get those quality, those old, like the old rugby ones, where it's like you could not put a knife through it.
Like Kevlar vest. I'd say this was not quite Kevlar material. It wasn't military grade, but it certainly lasts me. Like I want to say up to 2 years. Like I'm chronically prone to like I do lots of wide leg movements, so the crutch hole is very real for me. And I patched it up a few times, and I wore it to Las Vegas, and that was the time. It's very warm there.
Golly,
so
okay.
The less material, the better in that case.
Okay, all right. I mean, I'm interested that there were two pairs of Stubbies on the list. But anyway, I guess this means it's time.
Stubbies
Jane,
and
can you
booty shorts, two different things, just for the record.
Sure thing.
What am I giving?
Wait. They're just the different genders of small pants. All right. There are two genders, folks. There's booty shorts and there's stubbies. All right, drum roll.
Learn about it.
Drum roll, please.
One.
So this was a Hamilton band called Easy Off. Had their cassette tape in a ciggy packet. A packet of rollies.
With ciggies?
No. Pre-smoked, I believe. Or stockpiled, you know. I didn't
how
see any
many,
stickies.
How many were there?
I saw about 3 to 5 at any one time.
Okay.
I believe there was more in total, but, you know, that's an expensive merch item, right? Like, you're not getting much returns if you're
it's
selling.
It's just recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good recycling.
I guess if you've taken up smoking specifically to get this buzzy merch thing, then, like, and you're paying, how much does a pack of rollies these days?
I don't know.
$25?
Yeah, I think more.
Yeah, surely, right?
Yeah.
And then you're getting, what, $5 to $10 on your cassette tape? Right, that's not economics.
I mean, it just shows that they're in it for the love of the music, doesn't it? And isn't that what merch is for? It's not for finally making money.
Yeah, and Nicki Minaj's purple socks.
Hey, Amelia, earlier in the segment, Siggy.
The Siggy?
Yeah?
Weren't you asked what your fave merch was? Did you think
I thought we said the Uktung baby condom. Also,
Okay,
I'm going to be totally terrible and say that my favourite merch is when my own band made undies with our logo emblazoned on the back.
Yes.
And we also
those.
Made one-off dungarees for our friend's like tiny baby.
Yes.
And they're the size of a one-year-old and they're tiny little pink dungarees with the band logo on the bum.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. I'm not going to say what the band is because that would turn that into like a weird plug. Speaking of weird plugs, what do you have to plug? Fluggy? Fluffy?
Fluggy? Pluguffy? Are we talking about the shout-out? Are we talking about tunes?
Do a shout-out. Can people see you make music? Can people maybe come to some kind of event you've organized for some beard workplace?
Oh, yes. I will definitely be at the Urban Art second birthday party. Time is a flowing river or big, deep
what
lake.
What is time?
Dad jokes, got Echo O's. It's a real good lineup.
Queen Neptune.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They were amazing up here the other week.
All the way from Teams.
Woo! Ooh, are they Thames based? Yeah. Oh, damn, they might as well be from the Bloody Moon.
with those groovy scents.
Exactly.
Anything else to plug?
Just give a mean shout out to Dead Signal Film Club. Showing Critters tomorrow night, Thirsty Dog. It's going to be mean.
Oh, awesome. And you have chosen a song to represent your list. What have we got?
I have a tie because I'm chronically indecisive, as we discussed previously.
Okay.
So the first one is Red Mercedes by Aminé.
Yes.
For the verse that goes, wood grain, nada, yes, I'm the baba, don't wear Prada, what's a stylist? I'd rather make my clothes merch by the boatload.
Yes, okay.
And also, while we're here, Hood Goes Crazy by Tech N9ne, B.O.B. and 2Chainz, which begins with the verse saying, Saturday morning, I ain't gotta work. Last night's show sold a lot of merch. Bad lady in my bed, so I ain't... Yeah, it doesn't get better
okay.
from there.
So, I mean, we're going to play the Red Mercedes one because, I mean, we had to choose one and I decided. So,
executive decision made.
I hope that you're happy with this.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
With my niggas in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck you, pay me. Roll it deeper than Adele when we go out. If the ladies show up, then we show out. With my girl in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck me, baby. Leather seat so she wetter than a pool now. When that thing go up, then she go down.
This shit so clean, I put that on my life. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type. This shit so clean, yeah, put that on my life, yeah. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type.
Wood grain, nada, yes, I'm the baba. Don't rock Prada, what's a stylist? I'd rather make my clothes merch by the boatload. Banana club popping, yup, I'm super biased. Tint so black, look like my complexion. Neo, I'm the one, like I had direction. Rims look like they was shipped from heaven. Trunk so big, it could fit my reverend. Yeah, and that nigga's pretty big. Engine so fast, every block is a trip. Baby girl wish that I copped a two-seater, but I had to get five, cause my niggas wanna ride. With my niggas in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck you, pay me. Roll it deeper than Adele when we go out. If the ladies show up, then we show out. With my girl in my red Mercedes. Attitude like, fuck me, baby. Leather seat so she wetter than a pool now. When that thing go up, then she go down.
This shit so clean, I put that on my life. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type. This shit so clean, yeah, put that on my life, yeah. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type.
Looking out my rear view, all I see is haters. This is just a preview, I use my gas for later. Maybe. Black ice, black seats, yup, I'm bumping Black Star. Rednecks tell me that I got a nice car. Gotta make sure that I keep my baby clean. This game will keep me hungry like I'm Katniss Everdeen. Just got the whip wash, shining like it's pitch posh. And just sound like it need an ad-lib from Rick Ross. No, I ain't MMG, but my next purchase might be a M3.
Sheesh.
Sick of the most, look at the folk. Tripping for dollars, so holler for gold. Picking apart my problems like when Peter Piper pick his nose. Whip look like it got dipped in a cherry coke. Mercedes same color as the hair on a little boat.
This shit so clean, I put that on my life. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type. This shit so clean, yeah, I put that on my life. Yeah. Red Mercedes green, it's a different type.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.